sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends, deep into Lent we are, and it is clear that something is coming. As we gather around the images and stories and lessons for this day again, something is being forecasted with our readings for today, particularly this strange Old Testament reading about the Israelites in the wilderness. There is a cross coming into view. Albeit perhaps fuzzy right now, through our lessons, particularly our Old Testament readings these past weeks of Lent, the covenant and the rainbow of Noah, the promise to Sarah and Abraham, the Ten Commandments, and now we're still in the wilderness of our Lenten journey with this text today. It might be foggy, it might be rainy, but a cross is starting to come into view. We're not there yet. Today, it's this strange, gruesome image of a serpent on a pole. Snakes on a pole. This Old Testament lesson is worth recounting because it is a snapshot of the entire Old Testament pattern that I know I've spoken of before in Bible study, where God blesses, then people mess up, then God gets angry, then people repent, then God blesses, people mess up. That cycle, it just goes on and on through the Old Testament. We see that here. They're finally in the wilderness after the years in Egypt, in slavery, free at last. God blesses, you see, is where our story starts today. And complaining and tired, though, the people want to go back. Moses reminds them, tries to point this out. The food, what about the food God has provided? We hate the food, they say. We would rather be back there. People mess up. God gets angry, sends serpents to bite them. The people cry out for help. Moses petitions God for the people. God gives them the snake on a pole. And those who look to it are healed. God blesses once again. It is a curious story. It is a strange story. And it's in our lectionary here today because of our gospel reading. Because Jesus in the Gospel of John today makes a reference to it. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Humanity be lifted up. It's the same effect, you see. Those who look to him are healed. There is a cross coming into view. But let's stay with the Old Testament story in the wilderness. This strange, curious text, snakes on a pole, God getting angry. I think this story is amazing. It's entertaining on one level in its strangeness. I hope you can laugh a little bit when you read it. By the way, do you laugh when you read scripture? Do you enjoy it? There's strange things that happen. There are imperfect people. There are mistakes. There are things that make us laugh because we can relate so clearly, even today. I laugh because I could totally relate to the complaining in the wilderness. We hate the food, the people say, or our NRSV translation is that we detest this miserable food. They're, of course, referring to manna, the holiest of holy Bible food, next to the body and the blood of Christ, of course. Can you relate to the Israelites in the wilderness ever? Wanting to go back to the way things used to be? Sure, it wasn't perfect back then, but at least it was better than this. If we had a nickel, right? If we had a nickel for every time we heard somebody say, or thought it ourselves, if only we could go back to the way it used to be. In other words, we hate the new food. Why, when I was growing up, fill in the blank. That's how much better it was back then. And I think we could say this during COVID and certainly before COVID and certainly after COVID, this pandemic era in which we find ourselves. I laugh when I read this text. Mostly I'm afraid out of discomfort because it so aptly hits the nail on the head. God, why did you bring us to this point? We hate it. God, why did you bring us to this point in our lives? We hate it. We detest this misery. And then all of a sudden, snakes. Snakes. In a recent poll of things we're afraid of, 36% of Americans list snakes as number one. Any chance those snakes are a gift? This could be my least popular sermon. Any chance those snakes are a gift? Like a sharp tone in your mother or your father's voice, a sharpness you never heard before, and frankly it hurts, there's a bite to it. Any chance those snakes are a gift? When we're longing for the past, we're not fully present because of that. But as soon as you've got a snake slithering towards you, man, you're right in the moment. Your head is pulled right out of the clouds of the past, and it's all senses intact. Adrenaline, reflexes are as sharp as your body is possibly able. You are alive. That's why adrenaline junkies love what they do. It's never felt more alive, man. That's what they say. They are right in the present moment. Any chance those snakes were a gift? God snaps us out of our natural default position to complain, which we often do from the easy chair, by the way. Our natural default position to long for something more, especially when we're relatively safe and wondering, well, maybe we could get even safer. God snaps us out of our natural default position to get nostalgic about the past, to burrow into what we know. God snaps us out of that with a bite, a sting, a harsh tone, and then with adrenaline pumping, sticking us right smack in the present moment. Mercy, grace, healing comes. Salvation. Right there in front of you. Look to it. Here it is right here and now. Sometimes we need that jolt to remind us that God is the one who brought us here. God is the one who has never left us. And God is the one who will bring us to the promised land. Sometimes we need that jolt because we forget. Ever seem like we say the same thing in church week after week? We do. Because we forget. People mess up. All of us. We forget that God has brought us here. That God is the one who has never left us. And that God will bring us to the promised land at last. But there's a cross coming into view, friends. For Christians, gotta go past the cross to get to the empty tomb, the promised land. Anyone who's gone through surgery knows that pain comes before healing. By the way, speaking of medicine, the serpent on the pole, of course, is the symbol, the medical symbol, the symbol of the medical profession. It's from this story. Anyone who's gone through surgery knows that pain comes before healing. Those who look to the serpent will be healed. It's not an idol. If the people think that the snake itself, or the cross itself for that matter, is the cause for the cure, then it becomes an idol. And if they look to it as a reminder, but if they look to it as a reminder of the mercy and the providence and the presence of God, then it becomes a holy symbol. If they look through the bronze serpent, just as we look through the cross of Christ, then it is healing. And even and especially the most gruesome and strange symbols, a snake on a pole, a bloody cross, God's love is poured out. And not just for you and for me, but for everyone, everyone. As John chapter 3 tells us, God so loved the cosmos. That's the Greek word, cosmos. The cross is coming into view, friends in Christ. It gets harder before it gets easier. In that truth, there is grace. There is relief. There is healing. There is salvation. And even here in the wilderness, Jesus is our rock. Thanks be to God. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.